Today is March 25th, Feast of the Annunciation, exactly 9 months before Christmas. But today, in our little Point Grey Fellowship, that high church feast is overshadowed by another, the feast celebrating the 90th birthday of Susie. Join me in our little private celebration as we meditate together on this, her 90th birthday, on Psalm 90. Again, having your Bible open to Psalm 90 will help you understand the psalm's poetry. I have also sent an email to everybody showing the older words that will be sung by the choir this morning. If any of you not on our fellowship's email list would like to receive a copy of the words the choir actually sings in these psalms, let me know, and I will send you the text by email for the psalm of that day and nothing else. The simplest address is kreider@interchange.ubc.ca. Our 150 psalms are divided into five books, and Psalm 90 begins book four. Traditionally, this is considered a very old psalm, one that meditates on the everlasting nature of God and the brevity of our lives. The first verses acknowledge that God has been our refuge, the refuge of our parents, and I'm sure the refuge of Susie's ancestors as far back as she knows, for our God is everlasting. I will read from the Jerusalem Bible. Lord, you have been our refuge, age after age. Before the mountains were born, before the earth or the world came to birth, you were God from all eternity and forever. And now the poet changes focus and contemplates the relative brevity of human life. You can turn us back into dust by saying, back to what you were, you mere mortals. To you, 1,000 years are a single day, a yesterday now over, an hour of the night. You brush them away like waking dreams. They are like grass, sprouting and flowering in the morning, withered and dry before dusk. We too are burnt up by your anger and terrified by your fury. Having summoned up our sins, you inspect our secrets by your own light. Our days dwindle under your wrath. Our lives are over in a breath. Life lasts for 70 years, 80 80 with good health, 90 if you're Susie. And now the poet laments current conditions all around. He says, but those years all add up to anxiety and trouble, over in a trice and then we are gone. Who yet has felt the full force of your fury, or learnt to fear the violence of your rage? Teach us to count how few days we have, and so gain wisdom of heart. Relent, Yahweh, how much longer do we have? Take pity on your servants. Now, the last section of the poem asks for God's blessing on our lives and our labors. Let us wake in the morning, filled with your love, and sing and be happy all our days. Make our future as happy as our past was sad, those years when you were punishing us. Let your servants see what you can do for them. Let their children see your glory. May the sweetness of the Lord be on us. Make all we do succeed. Let's pray. God of every time and place, apart from you, our life is brief and meaningless. In you, we experience endless abundance. Reveal to us all we can comprehend of our place in your design for eternity. Help us to receive each new day as a gift and to use your gift wisely and well, so that we may live in joy and bring glory to Christ our Lord. Amen. We now hear the Westminster Abbey Choir sing Psalm 90 using older words that I have sent to you. The choir is conducted by Martin Neary. I like the way the organist, Andrew Lumsden, changes stop every single verse, having the organ's color match the mood of the text as it changes. Since this is a longer psalm, the first half will be sung to music by Charles Seller Lang, and by about verse 13, the Westminster Abbey Choir will switch to music by John Goss, my favorite. I particularly like the way Goss brings the psalm's final verse to a powerful climax.
Thank you.